It is 86 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Agents with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives were fired at during a law enforcement action this afternoon. Two people died in the shooting in South Nashville, just off Nolensville Pike. WKRN reports it's unclear whether those individuals were agents or civilians. The ATF says the operation was related to alleged violations of federal firearms laws. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into the incident. The Bureau says the scene of the shooting is safe and there's no danger to the public. Tennesseans going to the polls today will decide the candidates for governor. On the GOP side, U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn has long been considered the frontrunner. But WPLN's Mariana Baca-Yao reports the race may be getting more competitive.
Blackburn was leading in the polls even before she announced her candidacy. But the initial poll from the Beacon Center putting her at 52 points ahead, that gap has tightened significantly in the lead up to today's primary. Namely, Blackburn has gotten some flack for refusing to debate other GOP contenders and for controlling who can speak at her town halls. Her opponent, U.S. Representative John Rose, called for Blackburn to release the findings of an ethics investigation that shows her Senate staffers were paid with public funds to work on her campaign. The other candidate, State Representative Monty Fritz, has tried to set himself apart from the two Washington Republicans as being someone more in touch with Tennessee politics. Tonight will determine who takes the GOP nomination and with it, most likely, the governorship. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN News.
The social media giant TikTok has closed its massive Nashville office on Music Row. It also laid off all of its local staff. The Nashville Business Journal reports this comes just 2 years after leasing the site. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.